Like that. folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Let's Go Back by Jungle. Very cute, very fun little song. Highly, highly, highly recommend putting that on your playlist. Before that, we heard Ada Lee with Come On Baby, Be a Good Girl. For the camera. And right at the top, we heard Pavement, Spit on a Stranger.
Yes. So international student numbers are declining.
Yes.
We're recording this on Sunday, and there's a bunch of articles out that are talking about how international student enrollment at Canadian universities is likely down like 45%, so like almost half. And this is obviously creating like a huge budget issue for the universities,
who have based their entire financial plans on getting insane amounts of money from international students.
Yes. So there's like $1 million deficits and all this stuff with the lack of international students. But an interesting article came out in the Globe and Mail last week that won't somebody think of the landlords.
Yeah, please. Oh my God. Who's hurt most by all of this is what I keep saying.
Which is just like, there's a lot to unpack in this Globe and Mail article.
But not anymore because no one's moving in.
But anyway. But yeah, the rental markets in university towns, namely places like Kingston, are apparently down significantly. They don't have any hard data, but they're saying that just like they've analyzed a bunch of like search results, and search results for like student housing are down like anywhere from like 10 to 90% in a lot of areas around universities. And it's likely just because two things, which is like international student cap. And also the universities themselves have like built a lot more housing. So
greatly needed.
Yeah. So there is like less pressure on the rental market. But overall, like, I know if you're a landlord, you're probably not happy. But like, the article is like framing it as a problem, but every single example they bring up just sounds so positive. Mm-hmm. Like all the companies and the landlords are like, normally I would have like people doing bidding wars over this like 5-bedroom house, and now I don't. And I'm like, well, that sounds good.
A woman in Kingston who was like, oh yeah, normally I could get like $4,000 a month for this 5-bedroom, and now I'm getting 24.
Oh yeah, I think that wasn't a specific person. That was just the article highlighting one like example of a price drop. But yeah, a 4-bedroom for 4,000 versus like now it's going for 2,700.
Yeah, nearly half off.
Which $4,000 for a 4-bedroom is very sad. Like paying $1,000 as a student a month is crazy.
In Kingston.
So anyway, I'm sorry to say, but I'm glad that rent is falling a little bit as someone that's, you know, I've been...
A human being?
We've been trying to move. Like, rent is crazy. It's not really changing in Toronto, but, you know.
Yeah. And there's a way we can make all parties happy here. Like, rents are going down, but I have started a GoFundMe for anyone who owns more than 5 properties. Because every little bit helps, and think of all the jobs they're creating.
Also, just like, I literally didn't know this, but you know, if you're an international student, I'm sure you know this in your life, it's very hard. Did you know that they have to have like upwards of $10,000 to $20,000 in a Canadian bank account before they're allowed to arrive? How? What?
It's
how
just,
is that a rule?
It's like, only for like the ultra wealthy.
How are
wealthy.
You going to get a bank account before you show up? This is crazy. Man, like, international student friends I've had in the past are like, yeah, man, it's rough. But I did not understand how rough. Like, these rules are crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, and also now they're only allowed to work up to 24 hours a week. So it's just... And then you're paying like a $5 bajillion in tuition. So, okay. Well, we have a lot of issues, it sounds like, in the country.
Yeah. Well, good thing there's an election coming up.
Let's listen to some songs.
Yeah, so. Folks. Up next, we've got Emil and the Sniffers. The new record is a lot of fun. This track is called Chewing Gum. Here we go.
I am a vision, so far out of out of styrofoam. You said I should have brought my own mug. I said, yeah, me too. You said, well, what can you do? Take my number down. We can meet up when we're both in town. Somebody's car. You said, don't worry, I'm quitting. I said, yeah, I believe you. There's nothing you can't breathe through. Even when money's tight, we all got demons that keep us up at night. It's never been
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard In My Corner by Charlotte Cornfield. Before that, we heard Metric Soft Rock Star. And right at the top, we heard Emil and the Sniffers with their song Chewing Gum.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about Russell Brand.
Boo. I always want to.
So he sucks. But it just is making me think of just like this whole genre of guy. We watched a YouTube video a while ago about this like spiritualist YouTuber that used to be left wing and is now like really, really right wing. And the same sort of thing has happened with Russell Brand, except he's had a different personality like every year that he's been famous.
Yeah. But like the thing about his recent turn to our Lord and Savior is that Brand's brand for so long was atheism, right? Like he was like with Ricky Gervais, like the cultural face of intellectualized r/atheism, flying spaghetti monster, like vibes. Like, that was his whole thing. You see, like, I've thought about it, and I'm an independent guy, and I'm thinking for myself. And then he gets accused of various sex crimes. And then he's like, actually...
I know, yeah.
And he's like, do you know where I could go to escape accusations of sex crimes? The Christian church.
Yeah. The evangelical right, basically. Yeah. But he baptized himself in the Thames April.
And he came out with three eyes. And
yeah, I know, gills. Like, not safe, but, you know, to each their own. But just, like, yeah, okay, I'm reading this article in The Independent by Zoe Beattie, but it's just, like, apparently... So he's always been nuts. Like, the day after 9/11, he apparently came to work dressed as Bin Laden. So, like, what's going on? And when he was, like, married to Katy Perry, he said he was a Hindu. And he was, like, a Hare Krishna before that.
I forgot that's such an interesting parallel, because he's married to Katy Perry, who's, like, a crazy fundamentalist Christian, or at least comes from that family.
She was in gospel music. But I don't know if she was ever like...
Well, she herself, either way, she really herself like escaped, and like she's talked about how she's like not religious in that way anymore.
Yeah.
And then he, the atheist, gets with her, and then once they divorce, becomes fundamentalist.
But I do remember there was like a time where he was like an anti-voting kind of guy. I remember I had a prof at Queens that was like showing us videos of him like,
you love paying for an education?
Speaking truth to power and being like, voting is bad because like none of the parties have the interests of the people in mind.
Correct.
And then I think the pandemic kind of broke his brain a little bit. But he was, like, for a while, was, like, a leftist
he would say things
poster.
That were not untrue.
And, like, was kind of an anarchist almost or something. But, yeah, anyway, this month he went to a Trump convention and was like, if you care about democracy, you'll vote for Trump. Yeah. Like, everyone saying that Trump is the anti-democratic choice is just that's what they want you to believe.
That's right.
Yada, yada. And he continually says that the, like, deep state is out to get him.
Well, of course it's the anti-democratic choice. He's not a Democrat.
And the media is trying to silence him, which is, you know, why we get to hear about
and
all
that's why I haven't been in movies in years. It's because of they are trying to silence me.
Yeah. But also, like, sad, in this article it talks about how Amber Rose was also at this RNC thing and was telling everyone to vote for Trump. And she used to be, like, an abortion rights advocate and now like is going to the freaking RNC being like, vote for Trump. Like, I just don't understand. Did COVID like literally turn all the brains of celebrities into goo? Like, I think
a lot of revenue spigots in liberal spaces got shut off or like, I'm not sure exactly, or at least it became obvious to these people like Brand and that lady that you just mentioned that there's a lot more money to be made on the other side.
Yeah.
Which is true.
This is just, he's so annoying. Like, he's just the worst. And there's like so many other YouTubers, podcasters, media people that were like spiritual leftists and then are now like fascist kind of. So I just feel like spiritualism is just like a gateway to being crazy.
Yeah, well, because it's so nebulous, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can be spiritual and do anything,
but
spiritualism doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think what it is, this is just like, I'm literally just, you know, making things up as I go, but it's like so individualistic, like spiritualism in general, just because it has to be like about your relationship to the world and other people and how you go through your life. But then it's just like when you get so deep into it and you're so focused on yourself, then you just like become a conservative.
Well,
I don't know.
Spiritualism is it's religion as commodity. It's I'm going to go to the big religion store and I'm going to get a little bit of everything that I like. And I'm going to ignore the parts that I don't like.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make my own custom religion for me.
Yeah, but like that
means
shouldn't...
that whatever I'm doing is good and I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because it completely, solidifies my own beliefs in myself as the moral arbiter of the universe.
But I definitely think that, you know, know, like being a sexual predator is, you know, also
a
reason
bad.
Why that they, yeah. because the people on the right are not yelling at them about it. And they're like, I'm tired of being yelled at about, yeah. you know, being a horrible person. So I'm going to go hang out with the other horrible people. Like,
who congratulate yeah. me for my horribleness.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Boo Russell Brand. I yeah. just remember also, like, he got so obsessed with the freaking truckers in Ottawa, and he was, like, podcasting about it so much, mm-hmm. and I was like, please just go away.
It's a people's movement.
But anyway, here I am talking about his beliefs on the radio, so I'm amplifying his voice, I guess.
Well,
but
up next, we have another vile Angloid. It's Suki Waterhouse.
No, she's a queen. I love her. Wow. Folks, the so track. Fun. See, another celebrity couple where they're, you know, like crazy, but in a fun way. So go Suki Waterhouse.
Okay, this anyway. Is Moves. I can't forget that night. You said I look like Suzy Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion. And I said that's alright. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. Know that I got this. I'ma put some goddamn moves on you, babe. I know you need it. Die a double death for you, death for your secrets. I'll find another way for you, babe, until you see it. Put some goddamn moves on you, God, I know you need it. I know you're in the city. Should be spending all my time with you. I can't forget that feeling. Even if I wanted to, I know that you're scared.
Moves on, you got, know you need.
C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Kinks, Lola. Before that, we heard Diamond Cafe with Sweet Cherry. And right at the top, we heard Suki Waterhouse with Moves. It is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. This week, Magpie. We already heard a song called Magpie. This is another one by the Mountain Goats, Off of the Sunset Tree. The record about JD's childhood abuse at the hands of his stepfather. And the song Magpie is an interesting one in the record. It's very, very obscure and abstract. And it's about, preparing for the magpie to come, this sort of ill omen. You have to be always ready, always prepared, always wary of the magpie's arrival. He's been asked multiple times in various interviews about what the magpie represents. I love his answer here Only a traitor undresses his metaphors as though they were whores. Here is Magpie by the Mountain Goats.
Feed the kittens in the kitchen. Set food out for the strays. Try hard to do your best. The magpie will have his way. Fill your mouth with berries. Buy the full line. We'll be right back.
got a new obsession of mine. It's something that I found while shopping online. It's something unassuming sitting in my sock drawer. It's something that can make a bride out of a whore. When I walk in the room, everybody agrees. Something's added to the air, but you can't really see. Something so, so sexy, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? Taste is divine, it's erotic. It's from Paris too. White thorn on the thorn. Sex comes on bet I'm a blue. When I go for a kiss, everybody agrees. Something's added to the mood, but you can't really see. Something so seductive, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? From my cold dead grip. In fact, spray it in my grave so the worms can get a whiff. I wanna smell real good while I'm burning in hell. Cause the fire makes you sweat, other people can tell. When I put it on myself, everybody agrees. A certain generation cry stops coming for me. It's a little bit different, but I don't know why. They say it's only for girls, but they're too scared to try. That's
folks, hello, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Indie Wake Up Call. As always, we just heard the Dare Perfume. The whole record just came out. Before that, Royal Otis, Till the Morning. They've got a song out every couple weeks, it seems. And at the top, the Mountain Goats, Magpie. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear Son of a Gun by the Vaselines.
And after that,
Belinda Says by Always.
Always. Thank you so much for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Ta-ta.
Bye.
Take my life. Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the Tick Ticks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we... will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM KSC. See you right, bye.
More noise, please.